USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a case of he said, they said, America's top diplomat characterizes his talks with top North Korean officials in recent days like this.
We had detailed and substantive discussions about the next steps towards a fully verified and complete denuclearization.
But North Korea says the talks between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and those top North Korean officials were regrettable, and that Pompeo came in with a gangster-like attitude.
If those requests were gangster-like, the world is a gangster, because there was a unanimous decision at the UN Security Council about what needs to be achieved.
An active rescue effort to save a dozen youth soccer team members from a flooded cave in Thailand where they've been trapped for 2 weeks is now said to be underway. Divers might be bringing those boys out one at a time as early as today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Many are saying that a long-discussed trade war between the U.S. and China is, in fact, now underway, as on Friday, the U.S. imposed 25% tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese imports, and China retaliated in kind. The U.S. goods China imposed tariffs on include pork, soybeans, electric cars. Republican Congressman Ralph Norman of South Carolina is saying some industries here in the states will be hurt more than others.
You're going to have manufacturers ramping up to make engines for cars, automobiles in South Carolina, as well as other parts of the country. Now, the farmers, it's going to take a while, because look at soybeans. We export a lot of soybeans, and China has 30% of what they import. So the farmers are going to be hurt, but it's going to make they're going to take the opportunity to diversify.
You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks, and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
It's hoped things are now settling down there, but Americans in parts of Haiti are still being told to stay inside after violent demonstrations in recent days. Protesters were demonstrating against a sharp rise in fuel prices ordered by the government there. The government has since suspended the increase after the protests turned deadly. Earlier yesterday, some vacationing Americans there did get quite a scare, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
About 120 American and 100 Haitian guests stuck in a Port-au-Prince hotel after demonstrators tried to set the building on fire and penetrate the security to enter it.
In the end, police were able to keep those demonstrators out of the hotel, and while things have settled down today, the U.S. Embassy is still telling Americans not to attempt to travel or drive through any roadblocks. Over 60 wildfires are still burning in America's West, and nearly a dozen of them are scorching California. The Holiday Fire in Goleta is now 80% contained, but Santa Barbara County officials say 20 structures have been destroyed and over 2,000 people have been evacuated. And for what it's worth, the Bloomberg Billionaires Index is out, with Amazon's Jeff Bezos at number one as the richest person on the planet with over $140 billion. Microsoft's Bill Gates is at number two with over $94 billion, with a B. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Bowen.